HarperCollins presents The Schoolmistress by Maggie Sullivan. Read by Chloe Massey. Greenhill, Lancashire, March 1940. Chapter 1. Violet. Violet Pegg stood in the middle of the school playground, poised with her teacher's whistle in hand, ready to break up any skirmishes, and, unusually for her, wishing that playtime would soon be over. Normally, she went straight home after school to the little two-up-two-down cottage on the edge of town that she shared with her mother, Eileen. But today, she was thinking about her pen friend Daniel in Toronto, Canada, and the letter that she hoped would be waiting for her at the post office. She pulled the edges of her coat tightly together against the chill of the afternoon, as it was colder than usual for a crisp March day. She was glad of the hand-knitted hat her mother had made for her, and insisted that she wore, as there was a hoary frost clinging to the edges of the paving stones. At least, she thought, as she pulled on a pair of matching gloves, there were no longer any signs of the ice storms that had bombarded the small northern town this past winter, and it was good to see that the erstwhile frozen river and its tributary streams were flowing freely once more, gliding silently behind the rusted railings on the other side of the road. She watched with interest as her charges raced around carefree, energetic and noisy, though the squeals were mostly of delight. She peered over the children's heads beyond the school railings to where Billy Pritchard's old cart horse was firmly tethered to a fence post, standing patiently in front of the flat-bedded milk cart it had been pulling throughout the day, steam rising from the grey blanket that covered the horse's back. Billy himself was doing his best to safely deliver the daily pints to every house along Greenhill's main street without slipping on the damp cobblestones. As he went to pick more bottles out of the crates, he waved to Violet from across the street. "Afternoon, Miss Pegg," he called as he stopped to stroke the nose of his faithful nag. "I hope the children are behaving themselves." The old cart horse seemed to smile as it tossed its head and gave an acknowledging whinny which made Violet laugh. "It's business as usual, Mr. Pritchard," she called, waving back.
"I wish I could say the same," he said with a shrug. "But most of my young helpers have deserted me. Either they've gone to do what they like to call war work, which pays a lot more than I can offer, or many of them who were over the age of 18 have been called up into the armed forces."
He looked so dejected as he said this that Violet felt sorry for him, but he managed a grin as he touched his cap. Untethering the horse and cart, he set off up the hill.
Miss, can we go out and pat the horse before it goes?"
Violet looked down as a small group of children surrounded her with begging eyes. "Not now, Frankie." Violet looked at the ringleader and laughed at the thought of all the other children who would want to immediately follow suit. "But if you ask Mr. Pritchard nicely, maybe he'll let you after school."
"Miss, he won't give me my ball back."
A little girl now tugged at the hem of Violet's coat, her eyes tearing up. Violet's eyes looked from her to the boy who was standing defiantly beside her, the ball tucked under his arm.
"Oh, I think he will, if you ask him nicely, Alison," Violet said. "Won't you, Craig?"
She then directed at the boy, giving him a disarming smile and watching as he reluctantly complied. "But it's almost time to go in, so you'll have to put the ball away in any case." As she spoke, there was the clang of a handbell, and Mrs. Diamond, the headmistress, appeared at the arched entrance, signalling it was time for them all to go back to their classrooms.
"Can I come with you, miss?"
the same little voice asked her, and Violet felt Alison's small, warm fingers slipping into hers. Violet never minded being on yard duty, as she loved to watch the children play, the little ones in particular, who were intent on learning the rules of evergreen games such as she'd once enjoyed, like tag, two-ball and skipping. She loved their play almost as much as she loved teaching them and watching them develop in the classroom, and despite her mother's teasing that she would end up an old maid, she did not regret for a moment the time she had devoted to completing her teacher's training, when all her friends were out earning money and having fun. But she was getting impatient now to have children of her own, and she hoped it might not be too long before she would, even though she had no regular boyfriend at present.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?